Commissioner Saltzman?
I would suggest, I would call the question. This is the vote on whether to substitute.
This is whether to substitute?
Yes.
Please call the vote.
And then there'd be a vote on the substitute.
Adams.
Well, I'm going to make my comments now since this is going to be a series of votes, some procedural, some substantive.
This is actually procedural. You might consider waiting until this.
No, I'm going to make my comments.
Okay.
I want to repeat, because it is worth repeating, that Cesar Chavez was an American hero that yielded very important gains for all Americans, and that symbols such as street names and parks and bridges and what we title and name our public spaces send an important message of what a community values. And as a city that, where most of the streets, whether people are conscious of it or not, were named for developers and their friends from the 1860s through up to now, I do think that Portland will be a better place when Cesar Chavez has a street named in his honor. And I've always supported, from the very beginning and due till right now, and no matter what the vote is today, we'll continue to rename a major street in the city of Portland for Cesar Chavez. I also want to repeat, as I've said a number of times and have been on talk radio and with other press outlets, that the intentions of the folks who have sought this name change, that their intentions I find to be not only honorable, but very inspiring. Most of them are known to me, and I consider them friends. But when we initially talked in my office with four proponents, and one of the proponents sitting beside me was the leader of my own neighborhood association, and we talked about having some support from the neighborhoods. It didn't have to be unanimous. I know these things can be contentious. I know my neighborhood of North Portland, and no matter what topic I go to in North Portland, there is always a level of anger about City Hall and representing City Hall. I thought that the bar was a relatively low bar, that there would be some neighborhood support for this effort. It turned out not to be the case. And in the process of doing that, I have been appalled at times by what this conversation with the community has devolved to. And the fact that there is controversy on this issue does not mean that the process is broken. And I do believe that people can disagree without being disrespectful. But in this particular case, I also want to underscore that there have been very egregious times and incidents of great disrespect, where I have myself heard racist epithets that I thought we as a community as a whole were beyond, and they are absolutely inexcusable. When Rosa Parks was renamed in a streamlined process, and so we're well beyond for Rosa Parks for NATO Parkway, which I was part of for NATO Parkway, and so I have been part of this problem as well, and I too apologize for the contributions that I have made to the dysfunction. When we did Rosa Parks Way, we did it in a very streamlined way, and it did get through. We did have a public hearing, but what we also heard through this process is that a lot of people didn't know about it until the signs went up. And so I did feel and do feel that, and have come to learn that it is unfair to ask a single neighborhood to accept two major street renamings in the course of a matter of months. And for that reason, I, along with Commissioner Leonard, came up with a process that would require us to go out and to conduct a better upfront consideration than was done in this process for what streets could be renamed. And that I felt, with better process, that Portlanders, more Portlanders, would find support for the renaming of Cesar Chavez. But I also am very respectful that reasonable people can disagree with my approach. And I did not have, Randy Leonard and I did not have enough support to move forward with our proposed alternative. And since that time, I have also heard from proponents and opponents alike that they are tired and that they would like to have some sort of decision to move forward. So while the process to rename Interstate Avenue has not met my expectations, the process has yielded for me, and I believe, being around Portland as I'm hyperactively do, that the proponents have made the case to the majority, vast majority of Portlanders, that renaming a major street in the city for Cesar Chavez and providing not only the kind of recognition that he deserves, but our Latino community has earned a long time ago and deserves, that he deserves a major street. The Fourth Avenue option was a compromise for me on process, a major compromise for me on process. But when I take all these factors together, and there are a lot of messy factors to try to put together and analyze on this issue, I believe that the name change is up to us on the City Council. And I'm persuaded that Fourth Avenue is worthy of serious consideration. And I know that that will disappoint those that have invested so much sincere time in trying to get Interstate changed. And in many ways, the sort of emotional part of me likes the idea of renaming Fourth Avenue for Cesar Chavez to stick it to the races. But that's my own personal view of things. Is it worthy? Fourth Avenue, and Shelley raised, I think, some good questions in terms of, is Fourth Avenue really an appropriate street? Fourth Avenue is the seat of city government. It is the seat of county justice. It is the location in which we plan our city's future up the street. It has the largest university in the state. It has two parks, two of the oldest parks in the city. And it goes through Old Town Chinatown in a multicultural spirit in which Cesar Chavez himself sought to do his work. It has practical visibility, such as being signed on I-405. It has a lot more people who use it on a daily basis than Interstate Avenue. Those are practical considerations. I would ask the proponents of Interstate Avenue to give thoughtful consideration to what is admittedly a compromise. Thank you. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
No.
Potter?
No.
So now we vote on the motion.
Now you vote on the substituted resolution.
Excuse me, the substituted resolution. And that is, could you please read that just to make sure that everybody knows what we're voting on?
Support the renaming of 4th Avenue to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
I thought Commissioner Adams gave the best speech I've heard him give since he's been here. He summed up exactly how I felt. But I just want to add a couple things. As hard as it is, as I know, for some of my friends in the Latino community to believe this, I have looked forward since the first day I met with the committee back in August to a celebration honoring Cesar Chavez. It will be my personal goal, and I will take it upon myself to, on March 31st, have a celebration on 4th Avenue between Jefferson and Main, which fronts City Hall and the Portland Building, have those streets closed and have a celebration of Cesar Chavez. I know it's impossible for some to think that they can't get themselves there. I think as somebody once told me a long time ago, with time and love, comes healing. I believe that this entire community can come around and see that this will be a celebration of the life of Cesar Chavez and the principles that he fought for. I think we have a lot of work to do from where we find ourselves today. I'm committed to doing that. I am ready as soon as anybody else is to begin that work, and am happy to do everything in my power to heal some of these wounds that not only have occurred but have had so much salt rubbed in them these past few months, and I deeply, deeply regret that. The last sentence in the speech I was going to read that's in my office says this community is diminished as a result of this action. I don't have to say that today because this community, I think, will now find itself healing itself as a result of this action. And each of us in our words and deeds up here have to remember that. It's very important, as I said to Mayor Potter, and I need to remind myself of that, that our words are very important, if not always, especially right now. And I intend to, from this point on, work very hard to heal the divisions that have happened, to bring this together, because in a very short period of time, nobody's going to remember this debate, and all they'll see is that on the letterheads of every member of the council and the mayor from this point on, the address 1221 Southwest Cesar Chavez. And that's going to be an honor, I think, that will live beyond the feelings that exist today. I appreciate the work of my colleagues, each of them, including Mayor Potter. And he's brought passion and conviction to this. My other colleagues have been problem solvers trying to find a way to bring all of us together. I, in spite of what is happening here at this moment tonight, believe that'll happen. I honestly believe that'll happen. And so it's with those promises for the future that I vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I think when we passed the resolution in September committing ourselves to the process and then to make a decision, I believe I'm adhering to that today. We are making a decision. I know the committee, I think everybody's nerves are frayed and raw. All of us up here, all of our staffs, the committee, members from the neighborhood. And I believe it's time to end this ugliness. It is ugly. And where I disagreed with Commissioner Leonard and Commissioner Adams was more process, because that only spreads the ugliness throughout the city and risks coming up with nothing. The problem with the proposal put forward by the committee and contained in the resolution and ordinance that we might have adopted is it was, as Commissioner Leonard has said, contrary to our code, and therefore very legal, very vulnerable to legal challenges. And perhaps more concerned to me is a referendum on this matter. Because a referendum on this matter will not be about renaming Interstate Avenue in honor of Cesar E. Chavez. It will turn into a referendum on immigration policies. And I can think of no uglier debates occurring in this country, more mean-spirited debates occurring in this country than is occurring now over immigration policies. We don't need a surrogate election for that in Portland. And I don't think this council needs to be spending more time on this matter, defending legal challenges, facing referendum well into next year. We have plenty of other things we need to focus our attention on. And I think Southwest 4th Avenue is an entirely, and this referendum, I mean this ordinance, will protect Southwest 4th Avenue from referendum and all legal challenges. So I'm voting today for substance over more process, and I'm usually always a vote for that. When we get this vote behind us, I do hope healing will occur over continued rancor, name-calling, and bitterness. I understand the committee's feelings that 4th Avenue is disrespectful, But I see this as taking it from not in my backyard and putting Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard in our front yard, in the heart of downtown Portland. I think that's an entirely fitting and appropriate way that will remind all Portlanders and visitors of his incredible contribution to the tapestry of America. And therefore, I vote aye.
Stan?
Well, I believe we need to honor Cesar Chavez, and I believe also that based on the bad side of what's happened, and there's been a lot of back and forth about is everybody who's against it racist in these arguments, and what I've seen and felt in my office is something I tried to describe earlier, which I think is a legitimate opposition to interstate that has to do with what has happened in that community and too much change. And I don't think too much change is a racist argument. I really don't. People have heard it coded as that, but I don't think that. I really don't. And I don't accuse people of goodwill of that. I have, however, also taken some of the most racist calls that I've ever heard in my career on this issue. And because of that, I have felt a deep need, and I think everybody on the council does, but it's been very difficult to affirm the Latino presence in our community and to say to people that is unacceptable. And what I've been struggling with for the last few weeks is that I've predicted, unfortunately, I wish I wasn't right, that this vote was going to get very tough and very tricky, and that I've tried to work to find another way and was not able to find that. And I have to respect, at the end of the day, the argument from a unanimous Latino community coming in saying, no, this is what we need for that affirmation. I may not even completely agree with you, as my friend Serena and I argued for many hours last night. But I fell on the side of I need to respect and affirm that, even though I wish there was another choice. So that's why I voted no on the last piece. And we can argue, you know, whether, you know, and it was a fair argument on process. But at the end of the day, that last vote, I mean, for people, it's not that complicated. It was a vote to take interstate off the table. And it was a 3-2 vote, and I don't mean that with any disrespect. That's what it was. And so I voted no because after today's hearing, somewhat different than I thought the last couple of days as I've mulled on this, I was convinced today that the better path was to name interstate, even though I was not completely happy with that, as I've tried to be honest and share. That being said, that vote is behind us and interstate is off the table. And the vote to name 4th Avenue, I will support. I think 4th Avenue is a very good and fitting tribute. I respect the argument that my friends have made that interstate is the better one, the one that you put your heart and soul to. But with that essentially done, and I don't think there should be a huge argument whether there was a vote or not. There was a vote, and I think people saw that. And so now the next step is in front of me. And one of the things I was arguing the last couple of weeks was let's have some more process. And what I heard from everybody was more process is just going to get worse. And so I didn't get to the idea of potentially supporting 4th Avenue until realizing that maybe the only way you can solve this is to do something more direct, more bold, not to say no, not doing a process is a good thing. Obviously, that idea did not solve things. It did not cross any divide, which is why I decided to take the stand I took the last on the last vote. But I do believe we could come together around 4th. I hope people will think about it, mull on it, and see where you're. As we get past the question of win or lose on interstate, how it feels to have. And I don't mean any offense to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, but the most prominent street that's ever been renamed. I mean, a street that has skyscrapers as far as Portland has them, has the seat of government. I mean, I honestly think that people probably would have not thought to go after a downtown street on the front end of this. And to some extent, I think that the emotion, the importance of this whole debate has led to I'm not going to say it's not a loss to Latino leadership here, because that's your decision to make. I can't say that. But I do think it is a fitting statement. And had we got to it in a different process, I think it is a statement that people would be very excited about. But because we got to it in the way we got to it, obviously that's not how it feels tonight. So I did vote no on the last one with an intention to support interstate, with due respect to both sides. But I will vote yes to name 4th Avenue as the next step for Cesar Chavez.
Potter?
Aye.
Trying to figure out what to say here. I first want to apologize to the committee. If there's fault, it's our fault, not yours. But I don't see, I remember when you folks came to me, and I don't remember if July or August, how happy you were. You'd been working on it for several months. You had considered a number of streets in Portland. And you had some criteria that you were using to evaluate. And you settled on what you thought was a very lively, attractive, and growing community of North Interstate, and asking that name be changed to Cesar Chavez. I remember we talked about, make sure you go around and talk to people, the neighborhoods, here in City Hall. And you did what we asked you to do. And that from here, I think that it's important that I, as mayor, go out into the community that probably has the least like for me in the city right now, but talk to you, find out what we can do to work together to create an atmosphere where we can respect each other and listen to each other and include each other in the decisions of the community. But in my heart, I will always know that renaming Interstate Avenue Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard was the right thing to do. And people have called me hard-headed. People have said, please, people have said that I have led the Latino community to this, which I think is one of the few denigrating things that I can point to and say, you know, if you're telling me that they can't think for themselves, that they aren't able to articulate what their needs are, then you're barking up the wrong tree. I think 4th Avenue has a lot going for it. The one major thing it doesn't is the Latino population of Portland, Oregon. And I hope, because this decision has been made, that we do improve how we make these decisions, and that it's not just about what council thinks, but about what our community thinks. And I am the lone vote of no, and I'm just sad about that. I vote no. The ordinance is supposed to be heard next week, but quite frankly, I saw it 15 minutes before I came down for this meeting. I would appreciate another week's extension so at least that we could look at it and examine it and make sure that if we're going to come up with an ordinance that it's the best one possible.
I feel that the city attorney's office and our office has worked damn sure to make this ordinance is airtight. And I honestly don't think there's a need for more time. It will go to the Planning Commission, and it will go to a second reading. We can correct any errors that are encountered in that time before the second reading.
I think as a courtesy, if I haven't read it, had an opportunity to read it in any detail either, I think as a courtesy we should hold it a week.
A week beyond next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
I'm fine. Okay. So the second reading will be?
Put it out 2 weeks.
Is it December 1st?
That's the 28th, November 28th.
November 28th.
I'm actually going to be out of town that day.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out the following day, the 29th?
Can we do it on the 29th? Would do the 29th.
I have you out on the 29th, too.
Pardon?
I have Commissioner Saltzman out on the 29th also.
Really?
Dentist.
Oh, dentist. Okay.
I don't mind waiting another week.
Another week, December 5th?
Okay.
December 5th. Okay, folks.
We still have two other agenda items that you need to dispose of.
Okay.
1363 is the ordinance, and 1326 is the resolution introduced by Commissioners Adam and Leonard.
We withdraw.
Send that back to my office.
All right.
And then what is the action required on 1363?
Well, this is a first reading today, so it would pass to second reading
December.
Next week.
Well, that's what I thought we were putting.
Right, didn't we?
Well, you voted on the substitute resolution. There's still the ordinance before you.
So we need to do the first reading, and then we'll set it over for second reading December 5th.
Right. This was first reading.
I think we're getting confused.
Okay.
The one ordinance that's on the agenda was the ordinance to rename Interstate Avenue. That needs to be moved to second reading. You need to do something with that.
Is that a vehicle necessary for Fourth Avenue, Commissioner Saltzman?
And then
no, it isn't. I think.
And then the second ordinance before you is the ordinance introduced under suspension.
Right.
So we have to vote against the ordinance.
Or can it be withdrawn?
It could be withdrawn, or we could vote against it. Yeah.
Could you explain that to Catherine?
I'm sorry.
It could be withdrawn, or we would go to second reading and vote up or down on.
Correct.
That time, two competing
Correct.
Ordinances.
Two options.
Okay.
Oh, I see, because we don't vote today. Right.
I'd appreciate it if we could just withdraw it.
I think it's my ordinance, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to decide.
Well, I'd like to hear them both.
Do you want to hear them both on the same day?
Might as well.
Okay, so the second reading on the interstate ordinance would be on November 29th, Thursday.
December 5th?
December 5th.
Well, December, I mean, in light of that, I think maybe we should just have the second reading next week.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to cooperate, we'll cooperate. It's got to go both ways.
November 21st?
We'll have the second reading next week.
For the interstate
for
ordinance?
For both of them.
Both of them. All right.
Next week it is. We're adjourned.
Mayor Potter, the sickest I ever got in my life was when I went around the city hall to get the police department a contract. And I just want you to know that.
It is a yes.
For the T-shirts, where as you said, no signs, which I agree with, signs have vanished.
Thank you very much.